The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Joshua trees are probably some of the strangest plants in the world. Relatives of agaves, they look like an aloe on steroids, with short spiny leaves and long spindly branches that form twisted candelabras. The strangest thing about Joshua trees may be the way that they're pollinated. These desert plants produce no nectar. So in order to reproduce, the Joshua tree relies on small, inconspicuous gray moths. The moths have tentacle-like appendages that grow out of their jaws, which they use to collect pollen from the Joshua tree's flowers. The moths then crawl from flower to flower, deliberately spreading pollen on the female part of each flower. Why would a simple moth go to so much trouble to help a tree? The answer is that the moth needs the Joshua tree for her own reproduction. Before she pollinates each flower, the moth lays her eggs on the immature seeds of the Joshua tree. So for her babies to eat, the moth needs to ensure that there will be Joshua tree seeds. And for there to be seeds, the moth must pollinate the flowers.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.